Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to allow John McKinley to perform services as discussed in executive session.
It has been moved and seconded that we appoint John McKinley to perform services as discussed in executive session. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Mary, it's all yours.
Short recess?
Hang on just a second.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a short break.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. It'll be your, all yours here in a minute.
Well, are you going to get the fish before you have to go home or what?
I don't know.
You don't know?
It'll be up to me. But the last time I looked at the green river, it's still looking pretty.
Yeah.
Murky.
Yes.
Come down and look at Eastport, there's enough water to keep the fish alive.
Yeah, the Eastport really dry.
Oh, it plumb went to heck.
Yeah.
The last 3 days, it's
getting
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Snow's gone.
I have some more papers in my office.
Really
okay.
I'm get them for you.
Okay.
So
and I forget what.
I don't know. We have something else we're supposed to do.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
You're out.
I'm just going to kind of give them an update where we're on.
Okay.
Somebody told me George Brine's staff was in town.
I should probably go here.
And,
so we're getting close.
I told him I was going to come solely because I hadn't seen some of those people for 40 years.
Kathy was saying something the other day about going down and I was thinking about it. Parade and then barbecue.
We should.
We should.
Yeah.
I haven't been a long time.
Your boy Stanley will be around, I'm sure.
I heard Stan's going to be there.
Yeah, I haven't seen him all summer.
I think he's driving Albert's.
Oh, I'll bet he is, in the parade.
Parade, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
I'll talk to him for a while. We talk on basketball.
You know where Dick and Linda Tanner live?
Out.
No, they moved in. They live right across from the high school. Caddy Corner across the street. So we're all going to gather there and sit and watch the parade. So if you and Kathy want to come by and sit with us. You can holler at Stan.
It's not, I would say less than a 50% chance.
Well, I understand. You know,
okay.
So how long are you staying here? Just for a couple of days?
No. We came up. I had a meeting on Friday. Finished the meeting, we just came this way. Going back Sunday. So, got a few things just to. Been tootling around, but I've ran out of things to tootle around with.
Well, the fishing has really been good here.
Yeah.
And then it just fell off the table. Oh, no, in the boat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then, but the water's going by, creeks, you know, it's bank full.
Yeah, and the hoe back, it's still good.
Yeah.
Well, Jack Crick and Dale Murray are
good.
What's the good news?
I don't know. I'm just waiting to hear what's going to happen.
Sure. Yeah.
With the healthcare district.
The greener one.
Yeah. I'm Jimmy.
They all are.
Yeah.
Have your vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
I told Kathy, hear about the girl, they're going down, they're fishing.
Well, Maxine, I trust
how are
you.
The trip, they're saying, you know, it's really good.
Oh, yeah. Steve, I'm sorry. Here, let me show you a picture. This is what we caught yesterday.
You know, what's that
maybe if you come back and
yeah.
I mean, they're not.
You know, I can understand Scott's a little bit of confusion because,
you know,
what our motion was very straightforward. What was drawn up was a month.
Yeah.
Agreed, which is not what it was. It was a 1 month extension.
When are you going?
For over $10,000.
On the 18th, we got budget for
that.
So we leave on the 18th.
That's what he was told.
Because it wasn't even clear whether you're waiting for the decision to buy the property.
We're waiting for the decision to buy the property. That was.
I knew that because I was here. And I said that. And Joy also said that when she was here.
The recorder's still going.
I know. It got changed. We signed it this afternoon.
Planning
at 1:30.
Oh, yeah.
Subject to go up next month.
Guided up there since.
Looking on the other side.
There's a fish into that. There's a leaf right where we're on, or a gun gets more than a bunch of silver.
Oh, yeah.
And the, I guess their application's not.
Plain fish.
It's so. Water's down. Excuse me.
So you do still have a place there?
I do, I have an acre of dead trees, it's awesome. With the best slab of concrete you ever saw in your life.
All right, so we're back in open session. Mary?
Yeah.
Are you okay with me just sitting here?
Yeah, stay right there.
Okay.
She went to get him and he come back with a shotgun and that guy come out of his sleeve and he was
really cold. Cow.
Got his head off with a shotgun.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
That's not a squirrel.
Yeah. No.
That's terrible.
Okay.
So.
Carry on.
So, Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to give you guys an update on where we are in the budget process at this point in time. We received our certification for our assessed value yesterday from the state. So it is $2,423,775,975. So a mill will be worth 2.4 million,
yeah.
A little over.
Yeah, 2.42.
So we're up about $6 million there as far as the 12 mills is concerned.
What was the mill last year, Mary?
1.9.
Oh,
yeah.
Pretty
so
good.
Half a million more.
Yeah. So that's pretty good.
We gotta quit riding together.
So another thing, just a point of interest item, we have gone through and worked through our revenues. So revenues are going to be sales tax, PILT, SRS, fees that we collect, contracts, grants, any money that we collect for anything that we do. So that's revenue that we make through the year. And our revenue is right at $15 million, which is a little bit more than what it was last year. We were at 14 something last year, so.
How much was the difference in sales tax?
$3 million.
Yeah.
So let me tell you about that. Not necessarily so. The estimating guide last year told us to estimate $8 million in sales tax, and no way could we. I mean, here we are, we've gone down 57% over 2 years on our assessed value, and our sales tax has been declining, and Roxana and I just sat there and said, no way, we can't do $8 million, we just aren't going to get it. Well, we did get it.
We did.
And we got the $8 million, and they're telling us, shoot, and I had my revenues right here a minute ago. I lost them. Hang on. They're telling us like another 6 or 8. We're gonna lowball again, just because it's just too scary.
Doesn't matter. We don't need the figure.
Yeah.
At the top.
Okay, I need a timeout. That's what happens. I messed up my paper.
What's that now?
Yeah.
So we're looking at 29 million. 6 million more than last year.
I thought I had them with me. I guess I don't. So that's another highlight item. Something else I thought maybe you should know too, though, since we just have been talking about bankruptcies and cash advances and all those kinds of things. The general fund will pay back $768,000 this next year in NOVCs and the NCANA payment, those combined. Our NCANA payment is $524,000, and we'll pay an additional $243,000 in NOVCs, so abatements. So I'll get through the budget with all the expenditure budget, and then I'll budget the NCANA payment, and I'll budget these NOVCs and everything. Those are all spread out over a 5-year repayment. So in Canada, we're on year 3. We got 2 more years to go, and then the other NOVCs were started this last year.
So this year we're looking at paying at over $700,000.
Yep.
In NOVCs. Okay.
Yep.
768.
Yep, 768. Okay. So thought you'd like to know that too, yeah, because we haven't been in this boat before where we've had to budget to pay back. We have abatements and supplementals. Supplementals are the refunds that we get. Supplementals have always been bigger than abatements. Not the case now. Yeah. So that has changed. Another thing I wanted to talk to you about, and I didn't talk to you, we saw the Big Piney Airport board before us, and they requested $96,000 for their operating budget. But if you'll remember, the Pinedale Airport Board receives funding from us also, and we grant them money to match their FAA grant applications. Last year, they requested $300,000 in match money to support their grants through fiscal year 2020, okay? So 2 years ahead. We funded half of that. We put $150,000 into their reserve. And that reserve we hold. Roxana holds that reserve, and we pay payments out of that reserve. And you'll recall, I've slid you vouchers and said, give me these back. These go to Roxana to pay. So this year, they came back and they've requested more match money to go take them through 2021, so another fiscal year, 2021, and they're asking for $208,900. Now remember, we put I split it last year as like 150 and 150. But the other thing we need to know is that their reserve account right now that the county holds, they hold a reserve account of their own. Our reserve account holds $659,000.
So there's enough. So in there to
I think you're going to hear some whining about it, but I can't recommend putting another 150 or even 200,000 or anything really in a $600,000 reserve account.
There's no need
at
for
this
them to
point.
Whine about it either, because the money's in there for their match.
Well, that's it. The other thing of it is that I think they're concerned that we have the match available. You got plenty of match
available.
We've got 2 years in advance match available.
So what they're asking for was 150, which from last year plus an additional 208?
No, I think the 150 turned into a 208.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Another 58.
Do you know what their reserve, their personal reserve is?
I know they have an investment of $500,000 of their own. And then I don't know for sure. Hang on. I probably do know that.
But you're saying they have 650,000 plus in there.
Yeah, we have 659,000. Yeah.
Reserve for them.
So.
Yeah. I think we're fine there.
We're 2 years ahead.
And the bottom line is all of that money in these reserve accounts originated at this table.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
And the only way they're going to use that
is
for some reason just coming up with money out of the
just
sky.
Just rebuild the whole place.
Yeah.
Saying,
yeah.
You know, here's a whole bunch of money to spend
to
match it.
Yeah.
I don't think that's likely to happen.
So, going back to the Big Piney Marlton Airport,
you know, we had this discussion that it would be nice if the town of Pine Hill and Marlton would say, you know, maybe we'll take over the airport. Is that something that we need to pursue together?
You're set up, both places are set up differently.
Okay.
Pine Hill owns.
You said Pine Hill, you meant Pine Hill.
I meant Big Piney and Marlton.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Big Piney and Marlton get together with the county and say, we'd like to take over as a town, as a two towns, the airport, rather than the county being on the airport. I mean, I don't know. I don't mean to be looking for.
They only put $10,000 in their operation, Mac. Do you think that'll happen?
I just don't see them offering.
I don't back. Know.
Maybe we can offer for them.
There's not going to be much of a board after that.
Well, that's
true. I don't think there's really an answer to that unless they get interest generated.
They did a bowling alley and a movie theater, and they're going great guns. I don't know why they can't do an airport.
Airport.
Maybe they put the call up there and that.
Not everybody owns a plane.
Yeah. Well, this is true.
Just tell them there's no point at the airport.
Yeah. Okay. I just let them charge. I'll go fishing.
I think it would be great if you could get them to
take it over. Yeah. So that's about what I have now. Let me tell you where we're at in the process. Today, you guys have approved the final general fund bills. We'll make those payments. We'll generate the reports. Roxanna needs to calculate her carryovers because she has money that she's still holding that will factor into what, say, for instance, the library has in their account, what some of these other boards have in their account. If you recall, also the funding for the fairgrounds and for the ice arena comes from the fair budget and the rec budget. So we move that money to pay those expenses. So we're going to move some money around on Thursday and get everything settled there. And then we'll calculate the mill levy and we go to the paper next Monday. So, and be ready for the hearing the next Monday.
What are we doing with some of the other reserve monies we were talking about, like communication budget?
Well, when I see what those look, what kind of money we have, then we can talk about the reserves.
When will we do that?
So it'll be after we get done moving money on Thursday. So you'll get an opportunity once I put the budget together and make the publication. It'll be just a lump sum for reserves, and it'll be a number.
We disperse it as we see.
Yeah,
it.
And then we can talk about from there how you want to see that those reserves set up.
Now, is that existing reserves, whatever we have in there now? That's just reallocated each year?
Yeah, okay. Unless you guys want to do something different.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, and so we will meet on the 16th at 9 o'clock? 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Yeah.
It has to be how many hours?
We have to adopt the budget within 24 hours after our hearing.
After we meet.
Yeah.
So we meet on the 16th and the 17th?
Yeah.
So 16th in the evening at 8 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock?
At 8 o'clock. And then
Monday night's our final budget hearing.
Yeah.
Actually, it will be our budget hearing to the public.
And then we'll adopt the budget the next morning at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Don't be late.
You want to meet for dinner?
Sure. I think so.
Okay.
That's 8 p.m. is the budget hearing.
Hearing. We could meet at 7 for dinner.
Yeah.
Or somewhere in there.
Yeah.
6:45. Let's go 6:30.
6:30. Yeah.
Let's meet for dinner at 6:30.
The Predator Board will be having its budget hearing at 7:30 in your chambers here before you start. Right. So.
So we'll get in on the end.
So
of
if
that.
You want to come in,
get in on the end of that. Sounds good.
I thought I brought my revenue report. I was like, I guess not. Probably still laying on my desk.
So we're gonna meet for dinner.
I guess same place. I always do.
I don't suggest that. But
well, that's a good idea.
I'm up for a change myself.
We got time.
Yeah, we got time. We got 6:30 to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
6:30 at the den.
Oh, I'm Daniel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll carpool with Mary.
I'll carpool with that.
Depends. And they want some quiet time.
You know what? We got Alaska 2 days later. We might need it.
So, and then I guess the last thing is that if you have any heartburn about anything, it's going, gone.
Yep.
So, let me know.
Let her know if you have any problems with anything we talked about. Or let me know.
One or the other.
Joel, do you know on the Trapper's Point, did they get the road fixed?
No, I don't know.
Because I was gone the day they were there.
I haven't seen any activity.
They went up to BLM and looked at it.
Right.
And they told me I didn't need to be there. And I don't know if they've been back and got it.
I'll look on my way home today.
Yeah.
If you can move my papers.
All my papers are all messed up.
I know it wasn't going to take much to fix.
Well, no. I think the archaeological thing was...
That's the biggest trick of all of this, keeping your paper squared away.
I mentioned to Bush that I hope that they could get that done before that dedication ceremony, and that's coming up.
It's coming up
pretty quick.
Next week.
Next
year.
Yeah.
Right. Next week.
Okay. All right. Anything further today, gentlemen? Okay.
Well, you were done yet, huh?
Adjourned.
Call it good.
Well, Mary, thank you for the book. The book
hey, you're
funny.
Welcome. I didn't do a thing.
You're going to go listen to my CDs?
Yeah, there you go.